We're talking with Zeeland West Athletic Director Mark Worley. It's exciting on opening night for football. It's exciting when you're welcoming back a state champion, but it's doubly exciting when you're featuring one of the premier games, not only in the region, but in the state, as Detroit Country Day comes a-calling. You really couldn't ask for a better opening night for the Ducks.
Well, Gary, we are excited. We're excited about the opportunity. It's always fun, like you said, to kick off another season of football. John Shillito and his coaching staff and all of our players in our program have set the bar really high with all of the success that they've achieved over the years. And then on top of that, to have Country Day come in, actually it's a Detroit-Zeeland doubleheader, if you will, these next 2 days, as our sister school, Zeeland East, is going to be playing a Detroit school tomorrow night. So, we're excited and anxious to see what this year's outfit looks like.
As a person who has seen Zeeland West basically rise from nothing to where it is now, do you shake your head a little saying, yes, we hired a great coach in John Shillito to build a program. He's had great success at East Kentwood before coming to Zeeland, but what he's done with the Ducks in his time, do you shake your head saying, wow, we didn't expect this?
I'm not even sure I could tell you what to expect, and to say that we started from nothing, all of the kids that we had basically split from, you know, the old Zeeland school, so our kids had played football before. However, what John Shillito means to, our school and our community and our football program is, measured way beyond the success that he has on the football field. Not only is he a Hall of Fame football coach, but he's just a really great guy. And I think all parents want to have their children influenced, by positive role models. And, you know, a lot of the people that I come into contact with are athletes. And so coaches play a really big role in the developmental process during the high school years. And you couldn't ask for a better influencer than a man like John Shillito, who really understands what educational athletics are all about and does a great job of balancing sport with education. So we're really pleased. And, I couldn't think of a Zeeland West football team being coached by anyone else but John Shillito.
Yeah, you mentioned about the fact of educational athletics, and it is a balancing act for coaches to have to be, you want the young men to be able to, and you experienced it as a basketball coach yourself, Mark Worley, you want the young men to excel as best they can on the competitive field, but they, we're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-old young men, and they got to take care of some of the stuff in the classroom as well and teach them about things in life that adolescents need to know now.
Yeah, and, it really speaks to what it means to participate in school sports. All that is right with school sports, there is a measurable standard that we expect out of our coaches, out of our athletes, out of our spectators, out of the administration, out of the community when they attend sporting events. And you only get that in high school sports. You don't necessarily find that in club situations where, the governance isn't about being students as well as athletes. So it is a really good bargain for all of the positive attributes that take place. And you are correct. Participation in sports out on the fields and, in the pool or on the courses or on the courts, it really is an extension of classroom, and a lot of lessons can be learned.
Now, Mark Worley, the athletic director at Zeeland West High School, normally games start at 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. You pushed it back a half hour. Explain the rationale, please.
Well, it's to accommodate our opponent from Detroit. The JV game, we're only playing two games with them. The JV game, it's actually a doubleheader tonight. We'll start at 4 o'clock with the kickoff then. And then the varsity is slated to kick off at 7:30. They wanted some extra time between games so that they could kind of debrief from the JV game and get kids fed and have their coaching staff ready to help warm up and prepare for the varsity contest to follow.